How do people around here feel about the second language? There's areas like a lot of times with Mexican Americans, you find people that are really ashamed to admit that they speak Spanish, you know, and they or on the other hand are very, very you know, proud of the fact that they speak Spanish and refuse to learn English. But either way, they feel really strongly, you know, about the second language. Do you? There's some that would refuse, consciously refuse to speak Spanish in front of their children because they wouldn't want their children to learn.
I guess I've never run across that. The only place that I know that they don't like you to talk any other language would be in school, because it's official English, and that's mostly with the Spanish kids. But I never even had any reason to think twice about it. I guess because I don't speak anything else, and I don't really pay that much attention. But it's, I don't know. Now that you're sitting here talking, I wish I'd learned German.
Tell me about your husband. How old he is?
He's going to be 32 in about 2 weeks. He was born in Victoria County, too.
Where?
Here in Victoria.
In the city?
Yes. No. Yes, he lived in the city all of his life until we were married, and then I dragged him out here to live, which now he wouldn't trade for the world. But,
he was Catholic, too?
Yes.
How far did he get in school?
He went 1 year through college also.
Where was it you said you went to college?
To Victoria College.
Is that a junior college or a four-year college?
When I went, it was a junior college.
What did you study there?
I was taking the courses that I needed first year because I thought I was going to be an elementary school teacher, which is all the basic little things. And then I decided I didn't want to do that anymore.
Do you wish now you had gotten the teaching certificate? Do you think you'd
I don't have any time to teach. I don't know. I know girls that teach and have children too, but no, not really. I'm satisfied with what I'm doing. I don't.
What sort of work does your husband do?
He's working for Elder Distributing.
Elder Distributing?
Yes, it's Schlitz Beer is what it is.
What does he do?
He's working in the warehouse right now. He loads trucks and unloads boxcars.
Back in Detroit?
Yes. So, don't do that, please.
What, is that what he's done since y'all were married?
No, he has done just about everything. He has worked for Bank and Trust for the parking garage. He managed the parking garage for a while. He worked for Mobil Oil. He delivered gas and oil to farmers and other places. Let's see. He worked for Whitco Chemical in Point Comfort.
Where?
In Point Comfort. That's down by Port Lavaca. And
is that in this county?
No, it's in Calhoun County. It was a 70-mile round trip for him every day. Mm. Now he's working for Elder Distributing.
How much land do y'all have here?